kunzob joma tabu nanzor yang tabur hite joma tabu tingen zin kongni kongdo berwe manam.
So now that we have met together here, Rinpoche wishes us a good morning. With the further wishing prayer that having understood that the relative level of things is like an illusion, that our understanding of the illusion-like character of things will grow more and more. So not only is the illusion-like samadhi being referred to important in the Sutrayana tradition, but also in the Vajrayana tradition or secret mantra, where among the six yogas there is one called illusory body.
Tene joma tabi tingin zin de yona, nyamni yona, tene tronchir chempo la nambar yin hing leka jamni yang tingin zin yungre.
So if this illusion-like samadhi is present in one's mind, then even if one is working in a large city with a lot of distractions, one will be in samadhi.
Kirtang chudok chudok gawang de sene yang din nam yin jin la julu jin nyam yin ding go bare nam par yin wa se jete nam par yin wa le ka mang bo jin nam yin jin la julu jin nyam yin go bare.
So also in the context of the six yogas, then one uses precisely what it is that causes distraction as the basis or support of the samadhi.
Tene joma tabi tingin zin jin nyamni yona hirab ya parada simpe nyamni yang yungri pakpat dupale ore tangbuti.
If one has the practice or experience of the illusion-like samadhi, then one also has the practice of precise knowledge.
Pakpa dupa le kan yik pungpo nga ta joma dhar hihye. Kansa kan yike pungpo nga te joma tabi hihye ngse. Kan yik pungpo nga ta joma dhar hihye. Joma yin dan pungpo yin dan mzi pa. Na tso dhuhi dhar hihye nye war hihye jo pa. Tene hira paru sin jo jo pa yi.
Kanye said the Kansa, So for the person, this is a quotation from one of the sutras, for the individual who knows that the skandhas or aggregates are illusion, he does not distinguish between his skandhas or aggregates and illusion.
Um,
So he will be in complete peace, free of the various he will be in complete peace, free of the various types of notions or conceptions, and this is the perfect, precise knowledge. This is the
Prajnaparamita.
So therefore, this practice of illusion-like samadhi is very important. So for this illusion-like practice to occur, one has to develop definite conviction about things as being illusion-like. And if this conviction is there, then the Nyamnan Yona So if this conviction is present, then the samadhi, the illusion-like samadhi, will occur.
Tene kunzop je tatar je nawa de joma malam ta bungi hiten bo yona joma malam ta bor gombe tinge zinte samkhang ki ge na na gomba ta tronje la gomba ni la chepa yo mare taron tronje la gom na yagre joma ta bi nawa ngus yore joma nawa ngus yore.
So if one understands that this relative world which appears around us right now in this life is like an illusion, then whether one is practicing in a retreat or one is working in a city, one will be practicing, one will be absorbed into the samadhi of, or the illusion-like samadhi. And in fact, in a certain sense, it's even better to be out in the city because there the illusion-like character of things appears directly all the time.
Tena tronche to lekha ta nyambo tene jomata vitenge zenje nyami zo nyami se pate karchimpore.
So for those who are working in cities, then this illusion-like samadhi is very important.
Oh yeah, ta chiran zo katsan tsikiye te chinta.
Oh, so then we'll sing the root text, starting at the beginning. Since the ground and awareness, happiness, suffering, action, transition, death and bondage and birth, and liberation are not in common shared, they make up the ground which is not in common shared. What appears as an outer object in common perceived is perceiving awareness. There is no objective thing existing as something extrinsic to consciousness, for the very reason that this is in common shared. The other case is the one in which what is perceived is not shared in common, the object of consciousness, the minds and so on of other sentient beings, Do not comprise an object mutually of perceiving awareness, neither for those who are, nor for those who are not reposing in equipoise, since for those who are not reposing in equipoise, it is but their own conceptions which do appear, and because for those who are resting in equipoise, it is but their faithful reflection which does appear as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed, as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed. If what appears as perceived does not exist, then what appears as perceiver does not exist. There is also in this respect a rationale behind the breakthrough to freedom from all appearance, a perceived and perceiver, since these are what exist beginninglessly in a state of total ferment, and because dualities not existing at all is what really exists, is really what exists.
Namda tsotram zirji sajidhi, dingzhen bhammeri lenggabhi, siram nidda nāve chukyam sara, tumcho tengkhi dhokla sāsālo. Dukhan chese zonvam pachin lu, zambu jubhe chuche yengkhan tam, jarve yabdo jorjan jarse zora, mabhe singhi dhimme lodhi. Rikhan savo mendra dhambe su, rimye lanje lovra dhamanje, Dechen kujin deva terze ba yonzen lama jubarje lada. Laike dam lodano jenge trubam dadam yeke nan. Rava kunje drake chasam ba tamje ke dodake jitondo. O la sota, rava namkan tatanyan bisimjin tamje jitondo. Sigi ni jintale mene bayan daba zoba sanje jikombanam bojin dubarasa. Te dubarasa vichye do. Sapchu wam sok jitun sambang gombo te ni jin zepe sambu chute ngayi nani chutan chuni nambaran jeba la tu sang gomsom jitun bar sao nyambe samba sang juk jodo tog jipa ngondo tang de sembarish.
So what has to be accomplished in order to be able to benefit beings? Beings as vast in number as space is limitless in extent. What has to be accomplished in order to benefit them is the level of precious Buddhahood, which is beyond the extremes of conditioned existence and pacification. And in order to be able to accomplish this, it is necessary to listen, reflect, and meditate. And in this case, the object of our listening, reflecting, and meditating is from among the five teachings of Maitreya, the text Dharma Dharmata Vibhanga, distinguishing phenomena and their nature. So with this as the aim and procedure in mind, Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing the precious commitment to enlightenment, the bodhicitta.
Mangi pe tsepa pama parur pe tsepa songwe ti lin ten patre.
So today then, what will be taught is the in relation to understanding the meaning of that which is free of perceived and perceiver, it is necessary to eliminate uncertainty. And this is done in the form of various opponents debating or presenting certain objections, which then are answered.
Tela tambo tsoepa ne, nyeba kang nawa tamche, semla nawa yinba tsaane, nawa tamche, semla nawa tsaane, suchan do munu moje, te suchan ka togumare do togumare. Nāma thamche semla nāma tsam yinpa jumchīn ki tī si jute, jumchīn tī. Nāma thamche sirurja nāma thamche semdhan dze chikto dhrupa thang, semdhan dze chikto yang dhruptu kumare. Nāma tūsi che, nāma tūsi si jute pe nā, nāma Zoom number two zige Sedon may par Mandrochen Sedon may par young drop to Gumare. Te Matopajum Saint Carresena Chetana Yinje, Yinje, same Yinje, one song to keep a yojang Yin sing one song to keep a new kitchen here. Yin sing one song to keep a new kitchen, Yin sing one song to. Nāma yōjāng, yīnsīng hīpa ngā hīcīn lā, yīnsīng ngā sōmta nāma tē, sēmla nāma rē, sēmla nāma jīmsīng tī, sēdōng mātō pa yīndō, sēm nāng yīmpa jīmsīng jī, sēdōng mātō pa yīndō, kāng ngā hīcī, yīnsīng hīpa ngā hīcī, kāng hīyā jī, sēm tīng yīn jī, jū yīn jī sēm tē, Mepar yang drop to Gumare. Yin sing ship and going hit the same nun in Bejum Sinje, yin the same day, Mepar drop to Gumare. Kase drop tona, then yin sing Mepar drop to Gore. Yin sing Mepar drumna, then the moon hit in the Ranga Semato, yin la same Mepar Tarvijunior. Parur the same Parur yin the same now at the Ranga sem than zechik do yang drop to gumare. Yin sing keeping on hill, yin je sem carrying bacapso, sem nang him, ranga sem nang him, but jum singe, yin je sem the ranga sem dang, zechik do yang drop to gumare. Madroba yin on yamna, samna. Pete yendo, sem la nawatan, just sedon te, sem than zechik do drop to gumare. Sedon my parian drop to gumare. Pete yin sing keeping on hill. Yinsi nang na yang, yinsi ta mei par yang drop to kumare, yinji sem ta rang sem yinba drop ma toba nang yin re zewa. Oh ya.
So then the first objection presented is in the following terms. And this is a direct takeoff on what was said yesterday, that the existence of objects is posited from their appearing to the mind. If they didn't appear, then it wouldn't make any sense to talk about them, since one couldn't evaluate them. So then the objection starts with that all appearances are called appearances from the point of view of their appearing to the mind. This no one could refute. So this point of appearances being something appearing to the mind, no one could refute, but that alone, the fact that they appear to the mind itself, does not prove that all appearances are of the same substance as mind, or are identical to mind, nor does it prove that there is no existence of outer objects transmitting the appearance. And if that's the case, then furthermore, the minds of others, if we now take them as being the object perceived, so the minds of others, so in the case where the minds of others are known directly or appear directly to someone who has extrasensory perception, so in the case of a person with extrasensory perception, then the argument here is that the other person's mind would appear directly, without the medium of deduction, but appearing directly. Just as in the case of outer objects appearing to the mind, then this fact of others' minds appearing directly does not prove that others' minds do not exist. So it's equivalent to saying that since outer objects are mere appearances, they don't exist in themselves. And similarly, if the minds of others are appearances, then they don't exist in themselves. And this hasn't been proved yet, the opponent is saying. And furthermore, it hasn't been proved that the appearance of the mind of another party is identical to one's own mind. So then the answer to the objection can be presented in the following root verse. The other case is the one in which what is perceived is not shared in common, namely the object of consciousness, the minds, and so on, of other sentient beings, do not comprise an object mutually of perceiving awareness, neither for those who are nor for those who are not resting in equipoise, since for those who are not resting in equipoise, it is but their own conceptions which do appear, and because for those who are resting in equipoise, it is but their faithful reflection which does appear, as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed.
No jinjikten so, sirur no jinjikten so, tumong watar nama tele, kikyu sejite tele yenda, kikyuam tele yenda, tumong mayin bezonwa yore. Tumong mayin bezonwa karresena, tumong mayin bezonwa kaanke, nambar rekpaam, hipa tonam yor du jorpa, nam hiam hipa yor du jorpa yore. Tumong mayin bezong. Yurjin tanda yinsin hipa ngun hite yurjin rava yor yor yin je semre yurjin yinsin hipa ngun hire yurjin yinsin hipa ngun hite la hito la nyambar maya pe sem ji yin je sem hipa tang nyambar yakpa tingen zin da denbe yin sem hipa nyi yore nyambar yakpa tuje Yinsem hipa zimba nambar rikpa. Yinsem hipa ngun hite hipa te zimba nambar rikpa re. Zimba nambar rikpa te la ngunbar hipa po rangi rangi gyoy ta te ba. Gyoy ta te pe sem jeg la. Sem nambar rikpa la gyoy ta te pe sem Sem de jik le jik pinchun yor du jorpa ma yin de. Yoy ta de ba si jite ngun hi, ngun bar hi pa bu sem dang, hiyak sem jing yin je sem ni de, pinchun ngun su yor du jorpa ma re. Yin je sem de ngun sum du na wa ma re. Gandhi re se na jeta na, nyambar ma ya ba ta la ne, nyambar yak ba ma ya ba tingen zin me ba la, Nga tang, nga so je top je, yin zi ki na, rāṅga nāmbar tōkpa, rāṅga nāmbto te pārur je sēmdān rāva nāmbar nāma sētāṅ. Nyāmbar māyā pē yīnsīn hīpa kāpso, rāṅga nāmbto te yīn je sēm nāmbto te yīnsīn je nāmbar hiyāvār. Nyāmbar hiyākpa tāla nē, nyāmbar hiyākpa tīngi zindāṅ dēmbā tāla, tīngi zindā yī jūyur tō, tīngi zindā gōmba kāpso, tīngi zindā yī jūyur tō, tīni nāma mātāpa nācō hiyāyā yore. Tā tīngi zindā yī jūyur tō, yīn je sēm tē, tāndā tīngi zindā yī yīn sīn je nāmbar zūnyī hiyāvār. Ndē māṅ kēmpa nāmbā tāndā vār. Depa da maung ban chen ban nam ba dan da wa sen de ban chen ba da maung ban chen ba kap sen de ba ga sa ba re yo ma re maung ba ma ro ba re yo ma re te de ba da maung ba chen parur pu sem te ye zung yin te parur pu sem te ye zung yin te parur pu sem te dan ra ba nam ba Namba tsa rab tu nama yin pese ro. Parur pa sem je namba te, tingin zin je zung yin te, parur pa sem je namba tan rava kya wale. Oya.
So then in following this answer, then one should try to follow along in the root text, which gives the main thread of it, and then what is filled in around that. So it'll be easier to follow if you follow it in the root text. And what is mentioned here as the other case is the apparent perception in common of the vessel of the world and so on. So the other case from that, so as distinguished from these common appearances of the world and so on, what is a perceived object not shared in common, namely the object or objective reference of awareness or consciousness, which consists in the mind streams of sentient beings, the minds of others, the minds and so on of others. Minds here means principal mind, primary mind, referring to conscious mind in the sense of the five sensory consciousnesses and the mental consciousness. This is referred to as primary mind. And so on refers to the mental events or mental factors or mental derivatives, the 51 mental events, as they're usually translated. So these minds of others, along with all of their attendant factors, serve as the object to another person's mind. And the other person's mind, in this case, is characterized as one who, through the power of mantras and meditative concentration and such levels of special development, so through the power of those, knows the mind of the other person in this way. So even though such knowledge of the mind of the other person were to be present, the mind appearing does not serve as an object directly in a mutual fashion from one discrete mind stream to another. So the even given the power of mantra meditative concentration, the mind of the one does not appear directly to the mind of the other. And there are two cases in which the percipient or observer could be perceiving another mind. The one case being those who are not resting in the meditative equipoise of samadhi, and the other case of those who are resting in such a meditative equipoise associated with samadhi. So there are these two possibilities as far as the observer goes. So the one who is observing the other's mind is either resting in meditation or not. And in either case, the other person's mind does not appear directly. In that connection then, with respect to those who are not resting in meditative equipoise, it is their own concepts which appear in a form approximating that of the mind of the other party. So their own concepts appear in a form similar to the other's mind. And in the case of those who are resting in meditative equipoise, it is the faithful reflection of the mind of the others appearing in a similar way to the way in which the past and future appear to a clairvoyant, to someone who has this special power of knowledge in which the past is not, as it were, gone and finished, but he is able to perceive it. And similarly, the future is not absent, but he's able to read it. As in the case of such a kind of knowledge of the past and future, which appears as an image of the past and future, then this reflection of the minds of others appears as the object encountered during samadhi. Rinpoche explained that during samadhi, various sorts of appearances occur, and in a special way, referred to as the reflection, and it is such a reflection of the mind of the other appearing in the samadhi of the being who is absorbed. And in this way, what appears is the mere image or form similar to the other's mind.
Tene nam toga zongyi te karre se na malanje nama te so yang nam toga zongyi re. Tene malanje nam toga zongyi kharchor hinten jekta chenpi topje nam toga zongyi kharwa tang trova chenpi topje nam toga zongyi kharwa nyi le ya na. Nam tok pakya ga zungyi de nimo na yin kya bare trowa chen be top je zungyi de kya kya wa yore pena lo dang ka da romo la so pa se pa kap so te ne lo ga romo thap de sem ga wa trowa chen bo yo na ti top ji ya te ne malam do ya nimo lo ga romo kan se pa te na yin kya yung re te kya wa kap so lo ga romo de char char ga char yo ma re te Ransing was a yomar gatsar. Most of the roads are yomar. Men a young, then same trova chamber pakia top the young, logarum to the cavare. The sutamke, ten ye de, then eh, tanda, nam dogazum ye, nam dogazum ye pe.
So if we take first the example of those who are not resting in equipoise and the way in which what appears to their mind is the reflection of a concept. So what is meant by that? If we take cases of in which the mind is moved by great emotion, such as a fear or delight, then if one, for example, is engaged in war, one is a soldier at war, then during the daytime, then one will experience all sorts of things in connection with that, with the battle. And then at night, then through the, and also in being a soldier engaged in war, one experiences a great deal of fear. And so then at night, then in one's dreams, then by the power of fear, then a great, all of these various kind of appearances of the war and the battle appear in one's mind, even though the things that are actually appearing are finished already. They were something experienced during the day. They don't exist anymore. However, through the power of fear, their reflection, the reflection of their of the idea of them, appears in the dream. And similarly, people who go to who are who go to a party or something and hear a lot of music and dancing and theatrical performance and so on, and get very happy because of it, enjoy it very much, and then at night, due to the to the force of the delight in these things, then one again experiences all these appearances of people dancing and singing and so on, even though there's nobody there, everybody's gone home, each one has gone to his own place. But still one experiences the appearances of them all there together, dancing and singing still. So this is the way in which this the one's own concepts appear as reflections through the force of a strong emotion. Also, when resting in the meditative state of samadhi or absorption, then all sorts of appearances occur. So then, with respect to these various appearances that can occur during samadhi, if one is doing a type of meditation which has this conceptual aspect in the sense of thinking of the deity, then through habituation to that, then in the samadhi, then the image of the deity can appear, the image of the deity and the mandala and so on can appear as a reflection. Also, if one is meditating on the nadis, pranas and bindus, the channels, winds and energies, then by the force of that, then
Omar Tupala Tinde.
Lungsing Omala Chupa Latinte, Omar Chupa, Sankor Chupa Latinte, Lakaria Yor. Lamadavaki.
Omala Chupa.
Chupa. Lungsing Omar Chupa. Chupa said Juba. Lungsing Omana Hupa. Juba, Hupa, Chupa. Takoso.
Takoso.
Tajori.
So, based on the meditation on these three, pranas, bindus, and nadis, then the appearance of entering the central channel can occur. Due to the direct realization of the clear light nature of the mind, then the various yidams and mandalas, such as Dorje Palmo and so on, can appear as reflections in one's samadhi.
Dine ten rabo la da jing kor khyar ba te ting en jing ji zung ni re ma to la da jing kor ngwen som to la da jing kor ran se ba dine tong ma re.
So in these cases of things appearing in the samadhi, it is not something the Yidam deity and the mandalas do not appear directly. It is a reflection of them appearing in the samadhi. They are not experienced directly. One does not see them directly.
So
then the ultimate deity, the say the deity which genuinely exists, or the ultimate deity, is not does not appear directly to the faculty of vision, because if it appeared directly to the faculty of vision, then this would be relative. This would be a dualistic appearance, and the ultimate deity, and therefore the ultimate deity does not appear to the faculty of vision. It is beyond the faculty of vision.
Tene chitang pakkha tela namdok pakkha ta tingin zin ji pakkha ni yore namdok zungni te namdok pakkha la ten di kha yore tingin zin ji zungni te tingin zin gombe pe na dorje pamong kholo den jo tujin kholo nda wo ngwa ma de gom yo na tingin zin yi te ye pakkha sen wo sa la pakkha ya de pakkha ti to je nang ge
so we have so there are two possibilities there are two possibilities for what can appear to the mind. Either something appears through the force of concepts, and in which case what appears is a reflection of those concepts, or things appear due to the power of one's samadhi, in which case what appears is a reflection of that samadhi. So even though the yidams, Dorje Palmo, and so on, and the mandalas do not appear directly, but appear how? In this form as reflections of the samadhi through the power of one's meditative concentration or samadhi abilities.
Tena naga kapsa la ta chinkor te nama kharva tsam je zuni la tene denbar hina norva yungri.
So therefore, if in doing this kind of practice, then in if the deities and if one takes the deities, if one takes the appearance of the deities and the mandalas as if one thinks that the appearance of the Yidam deities and the mandalas is something which truly exists, then this is a
mistake. song yore, moru na yore tela, tena sarpo yungre.
So this whole subject of what appears during samadhi being a reflection of the yidam deities and mandalas is gone into in detail in Gambopa's life story, where a great many of such reflections appeared during his samadhi, and which he then explained to Milarepa.
Oh yeah, dina jumchen dina sem yola mingne. Yurchen je sem te ni je yola mingne yot te number je watang. Sem rani dan je je do nyuwa ngor ngor je pe yurchi ni mandate. Nanjor pe parpe sem je dedok so mikpe chorji hijan. Nanjor pe kanza parpe sem je dedok so dedok la so pa mikpe chorji hinayang. Teta nyuan drawar major vajenu. Nyuan ten drago yomare. Nyuan chorji hagamares. Teta nyuan drawar major vajenu. Pena nanjor pe jensi hipa kapsa. Nyuwa te nyuwa chorji ki na tene deva yinje deva nyuwa ki na yinje deva te nanjor pa rangi nyuwa ta yin dunga chinje sem ki na rangla nanjor pa rangla dunga nyuwa chung yore mitpa chorji ki ba re ma to nyuwa chorji ki ba ma re
chundi kari
shenji chundi dewa Same your lemming, your telemming, your tea and number Harvatang. Same Rani tang, zechik the new, young the hiba near. Make the hiba the young the hiba near. Tanda Nandur be parpa same hiba te, make the parrot the same the number Harte hibare. Young the hiba ina, then same day in old young gore. Nyongde hiba ina parurpa semje dungate hi na nanjorpa rangi yang dungate nyong nyongge pa chung yore. Te nyongge maresa. Nanjorpa parurpa semje dungate mikpa chorji hi gire maato nyongwa chorji hi gire maare. Nyongwa chorji hi na hiinje dungate nanjorpa rangi nyongre. Oh yeah.
So, in then looking closer at this whole process of things appearing, there are two ways that it could happen. Either it is the mind of the other serving as an... So either it is the mind which is observing, focusing attention on an object, which then takes the form of that object. So the mind in focusing its attention then takes on the form of that object it's focusing on. So that's the one possibility. The other one is that what would occur would be the actual essence identical to what is experienced by the other mind. A yogi, a yogi's way of knowing is the first way mentioned, through focusing on the happiness or suffering of another mind, in which case an image of that appears in his mind. It is not that what he experiences is exactly like what the other person's mind is experiencing. If that were the case, if what the yogi experienced in perceiving another mind were identical to what the other mind is perceiving, then if the yogi were perceiving the suffering of another person, then the yogi himself would suffer in exactly that same way, which is not the case. So what actually happens then in the process of things appearing to the mind is that it is not a direct appearance of identically what is in the other mind, but is an image it is an image of what is in the other person's mind.
Ona paru je sem yendo paru yin sin hipe ne hi ji yin sin hipe kapso yin je sem de ne yo ne yang de ngu som mon tong par ma do par ting en zen je zung yin de yin sin je nambar char de nambar char ne nyong wa de yin do sedong jang seru je dong jang sedong yo jang de ngu som ma nyong par sedong je namba de lo le char bo go ni nyong na jeng gar nyam na de lang gar ba gar ye re nyam na sam na de par pu zhe ba re zhe ba.
So what comes next then is another objection from the opponent, who says then, so actually he gives a little ground and admits that if we then say, okay, things are what appear, and they don't appear directly, then what is the contradiction in thinking of others' minds and similarly outer objects as existing, however, not being experienced directly, but being experienced through the appearance of an image. So even though he's giving the ground that, or he's admitting that things don't appear directly, they only appear as images, he's still thinking, well, what's the problem in thinking that they really exist, but just appear as images?
Nanga pakya sepa wangi. Nanga pakya sepa wangi tovi hipa teni. Hipa teni serur tondar nama te mina. Tondar nama te mina. Sedon yodo chokyam. Yodo chokyam sedu. Karse sedon sentambalo la sedon yo mare. Sedon yodo chokyam yo na yang. Sedon de nanga mare. Jumse karre. Pi gonte mare. Pena yeda ji chodang, chu yore te yeda la chu nangamare. Chu pa kya ma se pe chu nangamare. Pena chu wo chenpo te soya se tong ma to chu tongo mi se kato wo yeda. Namkan ta ye pe zo, namkan ta ye ji semji na la tene zo mu tong mare. Yeda la chu yo jang, chu yo jang pa kya ma se pe chu ma nangwa ta. Zo yo jang nam kan ta ye pe sim jin la zo ma na wa yin do kar se se don yo na yang pa kya ma se na na ga ma re.
So then the answer to this takes two parts. The first of them goes like this. So if it were not the case that it is the inner habitual tendencies becoming operative, and through the power of that, then the consciousness itself appearing as an object. So if that is not the case, which is the teaching of the mind-only school, if that teaching does not apply, and if we are then to say that there are outer objects existing, then even if they were to exist, they would not appear. There would be cases of outer objects really being out there but not appearing, such as in the case of hungry ghosts in relation to water. So hungry ghosts do not see water. And if one takes water as an existent thing, then you would have a case of something that exists but doesn't appear. And similarly, for the case of gods in a formless realm, the gods in the formless realm called infinite space, their relation to form. So similarly, they do not see form. So this would be another example of objects existing which would not have the power to appear.
Nanga pakya se na, nanga pakya ke nuba seba ina. Pakya ke nuba se se jete pakya ngundu jorba. Nanga pakya sabar se na, nanga pakya yoba te ngunsom du jorna ngundu jorna. Sedon yenga wa yu mugute, serur du don hi sawa yenga wa je, tong matopa je yu mugute. Jumsin karre se na, Yedala Nadam Yedala Dene Pakya Sebetop Yed Nakra Namatam Chola Nakra Namatam Chola Nakra Mina Yang Nakra Namatam Namkan Taye Besimkin La Dene Namke Namakoin de Chabayeno Namke Namake Tamjela Chapter Zook the Soyan Tunguyo Mara Namkana Yin Tunguyo.
So then the other side of the statement then is that if one explains it, if one explains appearance as being the inner habitual tendencies which explicitly, which become explicitly operative, which means that if it is the habitual tendencies which directly manifest, if that's what is appearing to the mind, then one doesn't need the existence of outer objects on its on their own as isolated things, as in the case of pus for hungry ghosts and the appearance of space for the gods of infinite space. So both of these examples are cases of objects which are not there, but which appear, even though it is water which is being looked at, what is appearing to the mind of the hungry ghost is pus and blood, which is not there, and nevertheless appears. Similarly, a god of infinite space, in looking at a form, will not see the form, he will see space. He sees everything as pervaded by space. He's not able to see form. He sees even forms as if they were space. So this is another example of what is not there appearing.
Tina, jumchen tisena yada tan namkan ta ye pisimchen na la nama charvata mahyave ke cheba yoba gondhe cheba jumchen tina nama nam nama na chokba nam Semje wanga somar sete. Se seje de semje wanga nama shavaras. Sete. Nama wanga sem somamain. Semje wanga nama shavara mato. Nama wanga sem somamaris. Kongjum tintis.
So, for the reason just given then, in which it is clear that the what appears to beings, such as to take the example of the hungry ghosts and the gods of infinite space, what appears is not an outer existent object, but a manifestation of their own habitual tendencies. And for that reason, then it is appearances which it is exclusively appearances arising through the power of mind. It is not mind arising through the power of appearances.
Pena Malam to Zogdra Tero Malam J Zugdra Tero Reza Namate Semja Wangan Tranan Kavare Mato Malam J Zugdra Tero Reza de Nguyen Tromne Tene Tenzin Besem de Zomare Tenayer.
So just as in the forms, sounds, smells, tastes, and touches experienced in a dream are something which appear due to the deluded mind, and they are not things which are actually there. Similarly,
Semje wanga namare mato Zogda Tero Rizhe Wangke Zogda Tero Rizhe Zemba Semte Songwa Mare.
So it is just as in the dream where it is the appearances of form, sound, taste, touch, and smell which appear due to the delusion in the mind. It is not forms, sounds, tastes, touches, and smells which give rise to the mental experience. So similarly then the mind stream of one being does not arise through the power of another mind. Because if that were the case, then when one being attained enlightenment, then all would have to do the same, which it is not possible to claim. So then the opponent comes back with a new objection, which deals with the with there being only one mind, and is presented in this way, that since for a Buddha, all phenomena are directly evident. That is to say, Buddha does not perceive things through inferential reasoning, but they are directly manifesting to his to him. And for that reason, then, whatever appears to him should be identical with his original knowledge. So whatever appears to the original knowledge in the mind of a Buddha should then be of the same substance or identical with that original knowledge, in which case the streams of consciousness of beings and of the Buddha would be one or the same.
Oh yeah. Tati lire. Sanje jizekshorte sanje la sanje la da tan simchi simchi tate bijui jindu hi mangate sanje la da tan simchi tate jindu hi yomare sanje la ninang yomare. Ninang yomare, dada se, dadang, sanje, dada simji, tade jin duhi yomare. Duhi mungate. Jumse kare. Chuni yendo, ne yonsu churbe yihi, imbeser. Sanje la chuji, dada simji, tade jin duhi mungate. Chuni yendo, chuni de,
So So then the answer is that Buddhas do not have the notion or idea of differentiating their own and or differentiating between themselves and sentient beings. Buddhas do not, for Buddhas, there is no dualistic appearance. There being no dualistic appearance, there's no idea of two, such as themselves and other sentient beings. The reason being that the nature of phenomena, which is this equality between self and other, so this equality of self and other, or complete equality, is the nature of phenomena, and such a nature is the primordial wisdom or original knowledge associated with complete transformation. So we can put this in logical format, saying, given a Buddha, he does not have the dualistic idea of a difference between self and other sentient beings, because his realization of equality, which is the nature of phenomena, is an original knowledge which accompanies complete transformation. So then the answer to this opponent is then that since a Buddha has the perfection of non-dual original knowledge, then your idea of the Buddha as having dualistic ideas is a mistake. So, because of that, then it is not possible to measure in a conceptual way whether all phenomena are the same or different from, the same as or different from the non-dual original knowledge of a Buddha. So it is not possible in a conceptual way to evaluate phenomena in terms of either being the same or different than a Buddha's non-dual original knowledge. And in that connection, a quote is given, what does not arise and does not cease, nirvana, is equal to the nature of phenomena.
Majipada manga basid. Yang tapar cewa mepa dan gakpa mepe cunyi te nyangilin te pa dan songse. Songse je te rangin je nyangilin te pa re lower je nyang te dan songpa re.
Lower je rangin dan songpa re.
Maji pa dan manga pa cunyi te nyangilin te pa dan songpa re. Songpa te lower lobo tetra jinyang de de lobo jintro pa se go gro ba jenga me pe chini de rang yin jinyang in de ba
kandere so
o de lobo dridal ji nyong de se ba re
ma ji pa ta manga pe chini de jenga me pe chini de rang yin jinyang in de ba re nyang in de dang chong se je de Lobo Tetraji Nyangin Nyande Danyang Tsongpare.
Oh, that's right. Rinpoche's explanation of this brief verse is that what does not arise and what does not cease is the nature of phenomena, and that statement is equivalent to what he defined the other day as natural nirvana. So that nature of phenomena which does not arise and does not cease is natural nirvana. And the statement here in the quote that the nature of phenomena and nirvana are equal corresponds to what Rinpoche defined the other day as the nirvana which is free from the temporary stains. And in that connection, I should make a correction in my translation from the other day. I translated that phrase as temporary nirvana, and it's not temporary nirvana, it's the nirvana which is free from temporary stain. And that corresponds to what's said here in the text as the non-arising, non-ceasing nature of phenomena being equal to or corresponding to nirvana.
The zongzhen me be tong la jo zor ke ba la ser zong wa me ba nam ba re pa zang je tong da ten ba la ne zem ba le tha te be zong wa me ba ten ba tang de la zwe ba pa ba ni ye ba le zwe ba pa ba ni ye zar ba Sir Zoma Mapper, number repatan jetum that and batang, subject to patel, tele zunze may betonal jutor near Bale, Sir Zoma Mapper, number repatan jetum that and the subject needed here. Tropao.
So then now we have accomplished the explanation of the presentation of the philosophical tenet. In which there is mere awareness, there is only awareness free of outer perceived objects, and the section presenting the objections or debate in connection with that, and through this debate then eliminating uncertainties about the freedom from perceived and perceiver.
Tene de sem la zungni khartor tela nam do zungni khartor tang. Tene zeng ji zungni khartor de zo kar chim bore. Khepar to tene dorje tek pa la kar chim bore kar sa na zungni la den bar hin ba yin no. Tene ne log ton to to mare.
So of particular importance in this explanation are the statements about the statements distinguishing appearances which occur as a reflection of concept on the one hand and appearances occurring as a reflection of samadhi on the other hand. And this distinction is of particular importance in the Vajrayana, where if one takes the reflection occurring in the samadhi as being truly existent, then one will not be able to realize the true nature.
Tene takpo rinpoche la la izunye na tsoba kharte malare pa la kyo kate trawa kyo bakapso malare pe mekter ne te pe dawa nyin thongwa tandra chong tan yun ten kanya min gom sumbare chong yang mare yun ten yang mare denbar ma jin gom sumbar la kharwa te mek te na dawa chi le ni tong re te da chi par sumbar mek te na dawa ni tong wa tan da la ta chin kor kha wa re la manda ba kharwa te tingenzen ji zungyi re, namdo ge zungyi, kakye namdo ge zungyi, kakye tingenzen ji zungyi re. Kande de kya gara? Mek ten na ten na dawa chik le nyi tong re. Teta chik pare.
So then, in this connection, then Rinpoche is explaining about some of the experiences had by Gampopa during the period that he was learning, and he came to Milarepa explaining about these various appearances that occurred during his samadhi, and Milarepa's answer was that that is neither a quality nor a fault, because they are the equivalent of what you're seeing there is the equivalent of pushing on your eyes and then seeing two moons. Now if you you have this optical illusion from pushing one's eye, so the things that are appearing to you there are neither a quality or a fault, just as it would not be a quality or fault if you pushed on your eyes and saw two moons.
Pen la yizungi la denbar hii na, tene nyinang la denbar hii bari. Nyinang la denbar hii na, tene nyime ji yehi la debgari, nyime ji yehi ngondi jortogumar.
So if one takes these reflections as being truly existent, then they become dualistic appearance. And in clinging to dualistic appearance, then one is, the mind is deluded, and the non-dual nature will be obscured. So then we'll sing the root verse. Consciousness, the minds and so on of other sentient beings do not comprise an object mutually of perceiving awareness, neither for those who are, nor for those who are not reposing in equipoise, since for those who are not reposing in equipoise, it is but their own conceptions which do appear, and because for those who are resting in equipoise, it is but their faithful reflection which does appear, as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed, as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed.
Tene yong tsaba tsik tene den gom zona tsik te kale don te ti ton da la san don ta na tene den gom zik.
So there is a type of meditation called chanting meditation, which consists in chanting the words of the root text as we just have done, and at the same time reflecting over the meaning as presented in the commentary.
Tene Tsik te ye tuan da la hirab je tra yin tra wa. Tsik te ni ji jue zi tong la tra yin tra wa jie ba se na. Tene jie gom se gire.
So then there is another type of meditation then in which one is not doing the chanting but is doing what's called analytical meditation in which one takes the words which express the text and analyze the meaning which is expressed through those words, analyzing it more and more subtly, finer and finer.
Nyambar maya pala nandok zungyin kande hyagre nyambar yak pala tingen zin ji zungyin kande hyagre zungyin te denbar ma dropa zung zin ni ji tong bu chola khirap ji che pa se na te ji gom yu.
So then the analytical meditation then would be, for example, that one analyzes how in the one case that for beings who are not resting in equipoise, the appearance of another's mind stream or of objects to such a person would be a mere reflection of his own concepts. And on the other hand, for a person resting in equipoise, what appears would be a reflection of his samadhi and in not taking the reflections appearing during the samadhi as being truly existent, then the non-dual original knowledge is actualized.
Tene chepa kanya mazepa hirap chepa mazepa mikpe yola te chikten jokpa ta mikpa mepe ngangdo tene rangwap to.
So then there's a further type of meditation called resting meditation in which one is no longer analyzing using one's precise knowledge or shirab, but one is shirab jitakchi tong mazona
matangbar
in this type of meditation, there are two instances of the one instance being that of shamatha, where one merely focuses on an object without analyzing it. And the other case in which one rests in a state which is completely free of all sort of an object of focus at all.
Teso kariyare sena lobjonga kapso doingom dang jigom teso yapu yare hiram pegere. Yang lobjonga tang jeba kapso teni jeba mazeba jogom te yagere ngarso yungte.
So the advantage of having these different types of meditation, so one can use them in the following way, that one, in doing the study, one does this chanting meditation and also the analytical meditation, distinguishing clearly the meaning. And then in becoming tired, the mind then can get tired through doing that and then can rest without making any sorts of distinctions, just completely openly resting. Should do the chanting meditation. The other case is the one in which what is perceived is not shared in common, the object of consciousness, the minds and so on of other sentient beings do not comprise an object mutually. Of perceiving awareness neither for those who are nor for those who are not reposing in equipoise, since for those who are not reposing in equipoise it is but their own conceptions which do appear, and because for those who are resting in equipoise it is but their faithful reflection which does appear as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed, as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed. So sometimes one should sing this many times and quickly. And and other times when one gets tired, then one should do resting meditation. Because if the mind gets because if the mind gets tired, then the mind gets tired. Then
thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Then if one rests without any contrivance, in this completely open way, then the mind becomes very stable. It comes to rest.
Zimbe nambari bala benze yurjur mayinde nyambare yagba dalane rangi namdo nazarut nyambare maya dala nyambare yagba dalane ting zimbe zungi rabdo nazero yangdom yeje demo mayinbe zonwa nambare yinje semla zobane
nyambara maja nyamja ben zembe nambar riba pinze yorjor mayinde nyambara maja nyambara maja dalane range nando nange nyambara joba dalane tingze de jur zuni rodo no zero tuzu de mon mayin zonwa nambar ribe don chinje semla zoba nyambara maja nyamja ben zembe nambar riba pinze yorjor mayinde nyambara maja dalane range nando nazer dan nyambar jagwa dalan tingzin de jur zuni rodo no zero.
The other case is the one in which what is perceived is not shared in common the object of consciousness. The minds and so on of other sentient beings do not comprise an object mutually of perceiving awareness, neither for those who are nor for those who are not reposing in it. Since for those who are not reposing in equipoise, it is but their own conceptions which do appear, and because for those who are resting in equipoise, it is but their faithful reflection which does appear as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed.
Manjol lambo tuye 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 tuye
dungum dang chegum dang de de kapso tokche dang tumme
me me de ke ja ya mare ye tang tokke ta tomi tokke ta tomi je sem yor la ju
tor
higre
oh las
de te higre tan de zo oh ya.
So what Rinpoche will explain this afternoon, we'll deal with Tokche Dong Tokme.
Tokche Dong Tomi. Sem la Tokche Dong Toda Jisem Yirwa. Tokche Jisem Yorla Kandes in Yugre. Toda Jisem Yorla Kandes in Yugre. Ti Chorhi.
So Rinpoche will explain this afternoon the difference between conceptual, when the mind is in a conceptual state and when it's in a non-conceptual state, and how do objects arise when the mind is in a conceptual state, and similarly, how do they arise when the mind is in a non-conceptual state. This will be explained this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.